Hello?
Hi, yes, Elizabeth?
Yes, is she?
Hey, Elizabeth, this is Mario. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Elizabeth, I am the agent that had spoke to your dad. I'm with Local Splash.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my understanding, you know, I'm sorry, I was reading through all the notes on the account and see where it's at. So it seems like the GBP, the Google Business Profile, is about to launch. They're getting that verified. Did you guys ever send in that video verification?
No, I'm actually trying to cancel it. I mean, I don't have time for it. My dad's, like, barely has time. We're not really together anymore. So it's, like, I have to be on his schedule, my schedule. So I'm just, literally, I'm just, like, I'm comfortable where we're at. And I'm actually his accountant. So I'm, like, we literally just lost $200-something, and he hasn't had any work. So
no, it's not that he, okay. No, no, that's fine. I mean, yo cuando hablé con tu dad, you know, I believe me, I mean, the Google and getting your dad work, it does work, right? But we just need you guys, it's the requirements que requiere Google in order to get the ball rolling, you know, because if they're going to put you guys on the first page, they just want to make sure that you guys are legitimate. Y le dieron una extensión gratis de 2 semanas, so no se le va a cobrar.
Yeah, I saw that, but no, not my cousin's actually the one going to help us with the page and all that, so I just told him to just cancel it. So I don't know if you're in charge of canceling it or who is, but I want to make sure I cancel it. He told me somebody's going to get back to me to cancel it today.
Okay, bear with me here 1 second. How many payments has your dad made? He just made one, right?
Yeah, one payment, yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, so you guys don't want to take those 2 weeks then, Elizabeth?
No, it's fine.
Okay. Just keep in mind, because you already paid that $250, and that's not reimbursable. What you're saying is that you don't want us to continue to charge for the next month.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are you sure with that? And I'm only asking, and that's fine. I mean, I'll do as you want, but I think it's only fair for your dad, because I mean, he paid those $250, and it's like, you know, it's not like we're not, you know, working on his behalf. It's just that the documents that you guys were supposed to send in, we never got them, you know. So it would suck that he just paid this $250 no más por nada. I mean, that's not fair to him, I would think, you know.
Yeah, but then in 2 weeks again, they said that he was going to get charged again, and it's like he's barely getting rolling, and it's like I need him to go back to the union, because my brothers are in college right now, and since my mother passed, like, they have no insurance, they have nothing, so I really need him to just go back to legit working, because this side hustle, I mean, I understand it's worth it and everything, but in the long run, like, it's affecting my brothers, and they're youngsters, they're only 18, 19, so it's like, I need to look out for them too, you know what I mean? So,
I hear you.
Then, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, you
and
know
I'm
what?
Like,
believe me.
To, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Believe me, I know what you're saying. I don't mean to jump into this because I don't, you know, you can never, you know, replace what happened to you guys. But I lost my mom when I was 19, so I know exactly what you mean. You know?
And it's hard. He's hard-headed, and I know he trusts me with everything, and he's like, I have her in charge. You know, I know we spoke before, and it's like, I know I'm in charge, but for the same reason, this is why I'm in charge, because he does dumb shit like this, and it's kind of like, we have a cousin who works in computers. He could have done this for us. But when he was telling me, he was just kind of like, hey, you know, they're going to help me, this and that. And I respect everybody's job. I respect it 100%.
Right,
it's like right now is not the time. Like
just
literally,
the timing. It's the timing.
Yeah, it's just not okay. Like, my brother's into deep depression right now, and I'm trying to handle him now. And it's like trying to handle my dad's business, and it's too much for me right now. So that's what I'm telling him. Either you get somebody else, or this is done with.
Okay. All right. So just let him know that that's fine. Before the next payment is done, we'll put a stop to it. Obviously, this month is not refundable. That's why I just didn't want him to lose that. But I understand what you're saying. Yeah. The timing is wrong, man. I'm really sorry.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for understanding. It's just, it's hard on me right now. So I'm just like.
I can imagine. I'm assuming you're like the older sibling, huh?
Yes, I am. So, you know, everything's on me and it's kind of like, it's hard because, you know, I'm not mom. So I got to kind of, and I got my own family. So it's, we got to,
even harder.
Together. Yeah. Yeah. So
now you
got to
take
two
different roles.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, his next billing cycle, what we'll do is that, I'm going to get a hold of our finance team, you know, and just let them know that, before billing the next billing cycle that it's, you know, that we place a stop to that. Just let your dad know that I thank him very much. I hope that we could have been of more help. Now I understand why you haven't been on top of this and sending in the information because of what you're going through.
Thank you so much. Like it's hard to kind of just open up, but it's like, hey, I talked to you before. I know you know this. So thank you. Thank you so much for understanding.
No, claro que sí, Elizabeth. Okay, I'll put in that request. You know, just tell your dad that, you know, ya no se la van a hacer cobros en el futuro, pero obviamente these $249, you know, we cannot refund that, pero ya no va a haber más cobro.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good one now, and best of luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.